Happy Thursday, everybody. Thank you so much for downloading or streaming the Be Our Guest podcast. As always, thank you so much for taking the time to listen to our show. This is the replay from last Sunday night, June 5th, 2021. It's the BOGP open line where we take your calls and got some great calls about the press pennies. We talked about those. Where can you do those around Walt Disney World and how have those changed here in the post-COVID era? We also get a call discussing Mike Bankhead's epic year and a half coming up with some Disney cruises, going down to Walt Disney World, even headed out to Disneyland. And a special shout out to our lizards, our running lizards. That was a great call. And we also get a call from down in the panhandle of Florida. They have a family that has some graduates. And congratulations to our 2020 and 2021 graduates. They're headed down to Walt Disney World. So we discuss bringing friends to Walt Disney World and how you plan for that and how the execution is going to go once they arrive. So don't forget today's show brought to you by the Magic for Less Travel. Check them out today over at themagicforless.com. Also, please use our Amazon affiliate link when you shop online. BeOurGuestPodcast.com/Amazon. And thank you to our patrons. You know who you are. You are supporting this show. You're making it possible. And I thank you so very much for that. If you'd like to become a patron and get Mike in the Midwest every Thursday, just visit patreon.com/BeOurGuestPodcast.
Ready to take a trip to the world? You found the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. This is where your memories come front and center on our podcast stage.
Hey, everybody. Happy Sunday night or happy Thursday to you if you're listening on the feed. But if you're listening on the feed, hey, where were you? We were keeping a seat warm for you on Sunday night. This is the Be Our Guest Podcast live call-in show for Sunday night, June 5th, 2021. We're already into June. We're going to have a good time for the next hour taking your calls about anything you want to talk about in the Disney universe. We're going to also be talking about the Disney news of the week. And the topic of the show for later on tonight is kind of going along with Friday's podcast. We talked about the old early 2000s guidebooks to Walt Disney World and what hot tips still stand true today and what hot tips are just kind of hilarious today because things have changed so much. Of course, I'm your host, Mike Rallman from the Be Our Guest Podcast, BeOurGuestPodcast.com, senior agent over at the Magic for Less Travel. And joining me today, of course, it is you, me, and Scotty G. We're headed up to the Mitten. Scott Gardner joining us. What's going on today, Scott?
Yeah, last week I was in the beautiful Sunshine State, and now I'm just in Michigan, which is pretty awesome still, though. So happy to be back after missing a week off, and happy to talk Disney with all the awesome listeners.
Absolutely. Can't wait. You've been playing a lot of golf in preparation for the July Magnolia Open that we're going to have down there.
Phil's going to be giving us about 10 to a dozen strokes each.
I know. Can you imagine? He's the most patient guy in the world, and he's going to have to be in July next month when we all play golf on that. I mean, you know what? Are you going to aim for the Mickey bunker? I mean, you know, like if you're going to hit a bunker, right, that's the one to hit.
That is the one to hit. I think there's like 192 bunkers on that course, so God. I'll probably be in at least 17 of them. But looking forward to it. I believe that's hole six, and it's a nice little par three. I'm looking forward to the Mickey bunker hole for sure.
I just hope there's not a ton of water because I remember we played Lake Buena Vista golf course about in 2018 marathon weekend. And then we got to the hole where we were right there in Old Key West and there's water, right? As you come in Old Key West.
It's the hole where you come in.
Right. Yeah. It's on your right. Yeah. I was just like, forget it. I'm not hitting that green. Who am I kidding?
So I think I actually have video of you hitting it in the water. I'll have to like send it to you so we can share it on the feed.
No, it came up on my memories the other day. I was showing it to somebody else. I got whatever.
Yeah. Pretty sure you doinked one in the water. I know our buddies Moose, Georgia and all of them hit them in the water too. Steve might even hit one into the water. I know he wasn't playing that day, but that was a lot of fun. I'm actually looking forward to this because there shouldn't be any houses. And you know how many like villas I hit.
Right. Right. Yes. And of course, I am wearing the Space Camp jacket tonight in honor of the movie Space Camp that was released in theaters 35 years ago today. And I love that movie as one of the movies that when I was a kid, I couldn't afford to go to Space Camp. And it was always the prize on all the game shows that I watched as a kid, like Legends of the Hidden Temple or Finders Keepers or any. I'm older than you, but they had all these shows and like what you would win at the end was a trip to Space Camp. And that's what I always wanted. Couldn't afford it, but then I got to go there and teach. So love Huntsville, love Space Camp. So check out that movie when you get a chance. It's hilarious nowadays. It's Jinx, and
it doesn't hold up very well.
No, it's awesome. It's awesome. I mean, the cool guy in the movie drives a Jeep Wrangler with no doors on it. I'm just saying. Who knows?
I saw a Jeep Wrangler with no doors pull into the golf course this morning.
Dude,
I thought of you.
That's how you do it.
Their feet didn't have their feet sticking out. Yeah, or anything,
they need to go on Amazon. Those $17 foot pegs are pretty sweet. I'm just saying, my ankles are getting a little sunburned. All right. Anyway, we're going to be taking your calls, but first, let's get to the news of the week. The news is, of course, from themouseforless.com. First news story that we're going to talk about is that Universal down at Walt Disney World, down in Central Florida, is no longer requiring masks for fully vaccinated guests, indoor or outdoor. They've gone 100% maskless for the guests, and of course, they are optional. You can wear those if you like, but you don't have to. They have also gotten rid of the 3 feet between guests social distancing. It just says, we encourage guests to keep a safe distance between your travel party and others. And also at Universal, they were requiring everybody to take a squirt of hand sanitizer before getting on attractions. The hand sanitizer is now optional. So they are moving more towards post-pandemic procedures, it looks like, there. So that's, I think, where we're headed. I'm going to save the Boo Bash pricing and stuff like that for later, because we got to talk about what Scott was saying. And I don't know if Scott has this pulled up or if he can see it, but Tusker House is back June 20th. Scott, you want to give the details over there?
Yeah, very excited about this one. I kind of teased it before I think you went live. But yeah, so June 20th is when Tusker House returns, one of my favorites at Disney's Animal Kingdom Park. There will be some changes, though, with the experience, as to be expected. So when the restaurant returns, it will not be in its traditional buffet format, but will be family-style dining. And I'll be honest, Mike, like, that's kind of what we were talking about Ohana too. Like, that's how Ohana always was, or yep, it has been.
Yep.
And I kind of like that style better, to be honest. Like, I had the food come to me. I don't want to get up and like have to grab all these other utensils that people have been touching. Like, just bring it to my table. And I love that idea.
It's very convenient, especially I would imagine if you have kids, you know, smaller kids. Our kids are now getting older, but I mean, you know, not having to manage them, trying to keep them from grabbing, you know, putting their mitts on the mac and cheese on the buffet. And, you know, you get plenty of food. All you got to do is ask for a refill of whatever. I mean, it's kind of like what Garden Grill's done for a long time.
For sure. My only concern would be when I think about Tusker House, though, like it had a huge buffet with like tons of options, right? So obviously with family style, they're going to have to like bring it down a little bit. I don't believe there's any details on what the menu is going to look like quite yet. But I will say that the characters will be able to walk around, so it won't be the old traditional way, you know, where you go up and hug them, they come to your table, you know, you take a photo like that, but they'll be like kind of parading around like other character meals are doing, kind of like, or like Hollywood and Vine and Chef Mickey's, you know, things like that. But super excited about that. The Rallmans and Gardeners already have an ADR booked for this summer for dinner. So super excited about that one.
Rock on. I do see some details for the menus real quick. It says just, I'll butcher this terribly. It says breakfast going to be safari bread, multigrain croissants, cornbread served with whipped butter, Nutella, strawberry preserves, fresh fruit and honey, yogurt, potatoes, scrambled eggs, Mickey and Simba shaped waffles, bacon, sausage, Durban chicken, egg curry with jasmine rice. And for lunch and dinner, guests can enjoy assorted house-made breads served with hummus, coriander and mango chutney, Kuchi Mimbara, and Arcadian green salad.
I'm butchering
that up, with citrus vinaigrette dressing, Moroccan spiced beef, Cape Malay green curry shrimp, spit roasted herb chicken. I don't know if I want anything served to me with the word spit in it, but I might give it a shot. Berber marinated pork, green beans with carrots and corn, roasted potatoes, jasmine rice, of course, because it is Disney, a whole new world, house-made macaroni and cheese, and animal-inspired mini desserts.
So let me ask you this, Mike. I've missed that part. I didn't scroll all the way down. It's a good call. Sorry, Ricky. I didn't scroll all the way down in your article. I'll answer mine first, but what jumps out to me at the dinner we're going to be having is the Moroccan spiced beef. Like, that sounds awesome. What about you?
Yeah, I'll go for that. Anytime I see mac and cheese, man, I'm a good Southern.
So that was number two for me, was mac and cheese.
All right, and one more news bit here real quick. Club Level's returning to Walt Disney World, and actually it's already back now at the Grand Californian out at Disneyland. So what they're doing here is it's just like how they are opening or still opening the resorts. It's a phased reopening of the Club Level amenities. So you can start booking those now. That was June 4th that you could start that. Grand Californian Resort and Spa, the Royal Palm Club, is opening. Oh, sorry, that's the Grand Californian. She has this written kind of strangely. That one actually was available immediately, I want to say, when they launched that one. Let me see. Scan it through here. Well, let's forget Disneyland anyway right now. Let's go back to the Walt Disney World. The Grand Floridian Resort and Spa, the Royal Palm Club, opens September 16th. Then the next week over at the Boardwalk, September 23rd. The Contemporary Resort Club level opens on September 26th. Then we have a big gap. Disney's Wilderness Lodge back on December 16th, as well as Coronado Springs Resort, December 16th. And what it says, each lounge is going to follow physical distancing measures as well as indoor face covering requirements. When the lounges return, they will continue to offer food and beverage options throughout the day, as well as other special Disney touches.
I have a feeling, Mike, there's going to be an update to that story because these dates are kind of way out there, you know, September, December. Some of that might change, you know. I mean, that's still a few months away. So, but very excited about the club levels returning.
And I think a lot of folks, because really with Coronado Springs, I think is the one that a lot of guests are pretty excited about from what I'm seeing at the agency, because obviously it's a moderate that has club level amenities. It's brand new. And I will tell you what, Pam Forrester raved about the club level offerings at Coronado and the Grand Casino Tower.
Yeah, I personally have not done it, but I've heard her rave about it. I've heard others, like anyone that does the club level just absolutely loves it. So this is great for the guests looking for a little something extra with the resort stay. So very awesome.
All right, let's hit the last story that we're going to touch on here before we open up the phone lines. Dates and pricing has been announced now for the Disney After Hours Boo Bash. And of course, you can get your tickets if you have an on-site resort reservation on starting at 7 a.m. Eastern on June 8th. So that would have been Tuesday if you're listening on the feed. If you're listening live, you still have a couple of days to get ready for that. General public tickets will go on sale online on June 15th. But if you're buying them on the 8th, you do got to call in. It's 407-939-4240 for that. Now, when you saw, so we got a lot of dates. I mean, there's a lot of these. I didn't count them up, but there's probably a good 20 parties, maybe more than that. Let me, I'll count them. 1, 2, 3.
I'll say like 20 to 25, maybe.
7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, 22. So there's 23 parties from August 10th to Halloween night, October 31st. The prices, what did you think of the prices when you saw those?
I was a little surprised. As someone that spends a lot of money at Walt Disney World, that loves the hard ticket events like I do, like I love the Halloween party, I love the After Hours event. This is like a combination of the two, so I was super pumped up for this. I was kind of surprised at how expensive it was, but it's kind of more in line of the After Hours event. So if it's going to be like those lower crowds that you see at the After Hours event, I think it's going to be great. That's just what I worry about. If it's going to be like super jam-packed that they would a Halloween party at that prices, that's gonna bum me out a little bit, because you're not getting fireworks, you're not getting parades, you know. So what did you think, Mike? I'm sure you were kind of on the same page as me.
The thing is that, you know, when I look at these parties, I think it's not terribly expensive if you're going by yourself or say you're a couple. But I think what it does is it prices out families of like four or five or anything like that. Because, I mean, you could easily, you know, it's $200 plus tax on Halloween night. Of course, I mean, it's premium night. I get that. But, I mean, if you're going anytime in October, you're starting at $159 per person plus tax. And even in, you know, August and September, when it's not really Halloween, but, I mean, you want to get in the spirit, it's turning. I mean, August really isn't the fall. September kind of is, at least in the Midwest. But $129 is kind of where the entry point is. And I get it. I mean, they're going to have, it says, the activities that they have planned, some cavalcades, Mickey's Happy. What they're going to do, I would imagine, is pull out the Boo to You parade and make it as a cavalcade for the most part.
And they kind of did that last year during the day, you know, because they didn't have the parties. I remember seeing like a little Boo to You thing when I was there in October of 2020.
I mean, but the thing is, I'm glad they're doing it because, right, it isn't hurting me if I don't want to go. It's after hours. You know, and you also, you know, one of the things, I mean, this is kind of not talked about a lot, but if you do buy a ticket, you can get into the Magic Kingdom that day or that night starting at 7 o'clock without a theme park reservation. So say you can't get a theme park reservation for the Magic Kingdom for some reason, or, you know, you could have one for, say, the studios that day and also go to the Magic Kingdom without a park hopper and go to the party so you can get the two parks. I mean, it's not that big of a, you know, bonus, but it is a slight bonus.
Yeah. I'm definitely interested in it though. Like, so I have that October trip. October 5th is kind of on my radar, that Tuesday, or I don't know, Mike, you know how I think, maybe I make an August trip and try it in August.
I was thinking about going down just to see it, just solo, real quick, like a weekend in, or it wouldn't be a weekend, probably like whatever night's cheapest, like a Tuesday, you know, whatever the flight would be cheapest, that'd be the thing. If you're really a Halloween fan, you just want to go down and check it out. Do one of those midweek parties. Flight will be cheaper. The hotel will be cheaper. The party will be cheaper, and it'll probably be less crowded.
Yeah,
I would guess.
And August 10th, the first one will probably be packed, right? That one will sell out. So maybe August 17th, Mike, we'll head down there and do it.
We'll have to see. I'm excited for the 50th too, because I got my room. So let's do it. Anyway, okay, so real quick, Rhiannon had a question. Now she's hanging on here in the live chat. Then we'll open the phone lines. She says, hey guys, family and I are going in 18 days. And I also see in the live chat that Mr. Mike Bankhead is going in 18 days. So watch for the King Lizard himself. She says, we're so excited. My husband wants to know if we can still make pressed pennies. I don't do these, but Scott, I think you guys have done those, right? I've seen.
Oh yeah. Emily loves the pressed pennies. We haven't done them in the post COVID world, but pre COVID, oh my God, we had like all the books that you can get, like trying to get all the collections, you know, it turned into a fun game for us. So yeah, pressed pennies are big in the Gardner household.
I did get some listener feedback on this just for one of our Wednesday shows about 2 weeks ago. Actually, one of my guests at the Magic for Less wrote back and told me about their trip, had a great trip, but they were fired up about the pressed pennies. And they said, the thing is, they used to cost 51 cents, right? I guess you put in 2 quarters and a penny.
Yep.
And then it pressed out your penny, and you actually put your own penny. You brought them with you. You inserted it into the machine, then you cranked it, right? Apparently, this guest says that now a lot of these machines are being swapped out. They're a buck, so they've gone up twice as much. But also, you don't put in your own penny anymore. It just, you know, and there's no mechanical, like, you're making it kind of situation where basically you put a dollar in, it spits you out like a pre-made press penny. It's more of just like a purchase. And he said, you know, why he was upset, a couple of reasons. He said he liked the mechanical part because it felt like you were actually creating your own souvenir, which I totally get. And it was kind of a touch of the old, you know, how they used to have the old penny arcade stuff and all that. I get that. But he also said, and he's like, he seemed like a hardcore press penny guy. They would actually seek out certain kind of older pennies because they would tend to mash down and get the imprint a lot better than apparently like current pennies are not as robust or they're not made out of the right kind of metal. And he said that does make a difference. So that's just something to think about.
Yeah. I'll tell you the one thing I kind of like about it though, because sometimes you go to a press penny machine and there'll be like 5 or 6 different options. You can swipe your credit card and say like, I want all 6 and boom, you get them, you know? So it depends on like what you're, if you're looking for convenience, where I totally get it. Like it's kind of fun for the kids too, like to save their quarters, like the search for all the pennies, like it's something to do pre-trip, right? That's kind of part of the planning. So I do get that. And that's kind of a bummer to not have that anymore.
Yeah, I totally get it. Because the thing is, what he was really saying was like, it felt like you're making the, you know, not only will you have the press penny to put in the little book of your collection as you go home, like your body does kind of remember kinesthetically when you turn the crank, you'll remember that, you know, it's not the same as just, like you said, swiping a card, here's 6 pennies. Okay, let's roll. You know, it's like buying pens.
Exactly.
But he was hardcore because he knew all about, he explained the different kinds of metal.
I love it. Like, no, that's super cool. Yeah, I've heard about the older pennies too, because sometimes you want to get rid of like older junky pennies anyway, right? Unless they're like really old and have some kind of value more than a penny. But yeah, that's awesome.
All right. Well, look at this. Chip Robinson heading down in late June, so later on this month, hoping to take pictures of more palm trees.
That's my guy right there, Chip. That's what I'm talking about.
We know somebody that will put those on Instagram.
That's why we travel to Florida, is for the palm trees.
All right, let's get to, and Eric says, nobody ever won Legends of the Hidden Temple. I disagree. I've seen many winners of Beat Old Olmec, and they're making that show again for adults, so watch out for that. All right, if you want to give us a call, 407-413-9395, 407-413-9395. Phone lines are open, and we could talk about anything you want to talk about, Boo Bash, club-level rooms, Tusker House coming back, anything
palm trees.
Palm trees. Oh, and did you see a couple of nights ago they did a full-on Harmonious rehearsal? Apparently, there was a full-on fireworks show blasting from Epcot. Because the thing is, you can't hide it now at all with the tower at the Riviera and Coronado. People videotaped. Did you see that video?
I did not see that video, but they could have done that Memorial Day weekend when I was down there. I mean, I'm just saying. But.
Yeah. Do you think, though, that there's a chance that opens before October 1st?
I think a high possibility that opens before October 1st. Not, I think we kind of talked about this, and definitely not before July 4th. It's not going to be like some big fireworks show for July 4th. I think it's going to be like late July, maybe early August, somewhere in there. Definitely, though, before October 1st. I think you agree with that.
I do, because I think the thing that was, and I think all fireworks will probably return sooner rather than later at this point, because what was keeping us from having, you know, fireworks aren't inherently COVID carriers, right? I mean, like there's not COVID in the fireworks. What the firework danger was people congregating tightly. But think about what Disney has gotten rid of over the last 3 weeks. They're getting rid of social distancing, physical distancing barriers and stuff like that. And
I think there's a cost associated too, which, but now they're making more money. They have to be, right? Because the parks are, I mean, you know it from the travel agent side, like resorts are hard to come by these days.
Oh my gosh. Yeah.
The profit is coming back in. They're calling more cast members back. Restaurants are opening. So I really think fireworks had a cost issue with them too, but I feel it's coming soon.
Because
it's going to be a gust of man thing.
It is. I mean, because the thing is, you know, Disney knows this just as much as the rest of us. A lot of folks, while a lot of folks are traveling now, what we're getting is, I will go back when, and there's the, you know, here's the list of XYZ of like, this is, I'm holding off until, and it's usually, here's the ones I always get from, you know, people that are saying, you know, we want to go to Walt Disney World, but here's when I'm going again. It's usually when the mask is gone, usually when they can meet characters up close, just like in the old days, I can hug Mickey Mouse, fireworks and parades. Those are the,
and you missed one other one. Ohana apparently is the other.
That's right. Right. I'm just going to take everybody in the live chat room tonight. We're going to go down to Toscano's, which is this place right down the street from me here in St. Charles, Missouri. It's an all-you-can-eat Brazilian, just, it's like Ohana, but even better. And it's kind of expensive, but it's not Ohana expensive. So we'll just all meet at Toscano's and have a good meal.
Yeah. There's a comment in the chat about, like, I'm going to miss, like, the social distancing. Like, I miss it at times, too, like, especially when I'm in a line. Like, I was in line for Splash Mountain, like on Memorial Day, I think. And like, man, like they were just like stacked on top of you in there. And I'm just like, just give me a little space here, you know, like I'm going to miss that a little bit. I won't miss the markers on the ground. Cause that was kind of like, I didn't like seeing that in the park.
Right.
But I wish guests could still like try to do their best to adhere to it. You know what I mean?
Yes.
It's going to be tough.
All right. Let's get to our first call. This was booting up. So we got it now. And I believe we have Margie on the line. Margie, how you doing tonight?
Okay, how you doing, Mike?
I'm doing great. What's going on?
Not much. How are you feeling?
Oh, I'm great. I'm hot. It was hot today. Doing well.
Yeah, it's really bad out there.
Yeah, I heard it's like 100 degrees up north.
Yeah. Hi, Scott G. How you doing?
Hey, I'm doing really great. It's about 90 degrees here in Michigan, so another hot one here. Loving it, though.
Oh, that's good. I cannot stand the heat.
I'll take the heat over the cold. I hate the cold.
Yep, I kind of love it. And it's funny, me and my family were playing mini golf yesterday, and it was like 90 degrees. And I'm like, man, this might be too hot, but it actually felt so comfortable because we were just in Florida the week before. It felt like we're in an air conditioning almost.
Right.
So,
Margie, where are you from? I forgot. Where you live?
Aurora, Illinois.
Okay, you're not too far from me. You're right in between us, you know, right there. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Right.
Right.
I wish I could get down. I wish I was getting down to Walt Disney World. I want to go back there so bad.
So let me ask you this. It'll be soon. It'll be soon. I promise you that. You'll get there. But look, what hotel is your favorite hotel? If you could go down and stay at any hotel, where are you staying?
Coronado.
Yes. Good answer.
I love that place. That's where we first stayed at when we went down there. In 2015.
So let me ask you this. What made you pick Coronado for that first stay? Because that's usually not the first place people stay. You know, eventually you get there, but not first. But why'd you pick Coronado?
I just love the detail of the hotel and the dig site and the hot tub they have and everything.
Yeah, oh man, I'll be there for the 50th. Now you have me more excited.
Did you get my card, Mike?
I did. Thank you so much. I appreciate that.
Oh, that's good.
You are so sweet.
I was just wondering if you got it or not.
Yeah, I'm the last one to get the mail. Everybody gets it, and then they throw it in piles, but they never put it in the same pile. Like, we need, and I bought a little inside baseball here for Mother's Day. Or it was a holiday here recently. It might not have been Mother's Day. I think it was Mother's Day. And again, I'm the world's worst gift giver, but I got this thing to hang in the kitchen, and it's got like little, it's a wooden thing. It's like an organizer that you hang on the wall, and it's got like two or three little, not a shelf, but a little compartment where you can put mail, you know, and it's got little hooks for your keys. We could put it right there so we could go out the garage and take our, Pam didn't like it. So I still don't get my mail. It's still scattered to the ends of the earth. So I was trying to solve that problem, but it hasn't been solved. But thank you. I appreciate it.
Oh, okay. I was just wondering if you got it or not.
No, I got it. Yeah, I had to chase that. I went up after the show last time and chased down Mallory, and she helped me.
Oh,
so,
that,
yeah, told her,
that's good.
Yeah, she wasn't going to eat till she helped me find my mail. So there you go.
Make sure she gives you your mail, that's all.
I know. Well, the thing is, like, like some of it will be sitting on the table, so you think that's all of it, right? You know, but it's no, that's just the stuff she didn't want to, you know, mess with. It's the ads.
Oh.
Anyway.
Yeah. So.
All right, well, hey Margie, we're gonna roll, but thanks for calling in. I hope you have a good week.
Okay, you too.
All right, bye. Talk to you later, Margie. Okay, bye-bye.
Coronado. So speaking of Coronado.
Go ahead.
I think I saw a rumor somewhere about Maya Grill maybe like calling back cast
Dude,
members.
Don't
or
even
possibly...
play. Stop it. Stop
I'm just saying, man.
Stop it.
I saw something.
You're lying. Stop it. Don't even do that. Because now all night I'll be like, Maya Grill. Well, I'm sleeping. Pam, I'll be like, you okay? I'll be like, Maya Grill.
I'm just saying the Gardeners are staying there for a few nights this summer. So if that happens, you know where we will be.
You know I'm coming over there to swim at the dig site, right? I got because I love that pool. I love CS.
Well, we have to do three bridges while we're there this summer.
I know
because
I've never.
Too.
Okay, is it too late to get the sangria? You because everybody keeps talking about that.
I don't know. We'll have to ask Pam about that.
Uh oh, we have a VIP on the line. You ready?
I don't know about all that.
I know that voice.
Hey, strangers, how y'all doing?
What's going on, Mike?
I'm out here in South Carolina.
How are you doing? I know that you were kind of recovering from a little bout with stuff, so I hope you're doing better.
Just pneumonia, hay fever, lungs stopped up, just trying to get over. Got an appointment with a pulmonologist this week. They've already done two CT scans. They can't find anything, so maybe just me getting old can't run anymore.
Well, you know what? Whenever they do the scan, like I was getting headaches and they were doing scans on my head and they said they couldn't see anything there either. So I was like, well, that's about right. Yep, that's about right. That's true. Like, I get a picture of that to take home and hang on the wall.
Got to have an excuse, right?
Exactly. No, I hope you're
Captain,
doing better, though.
Captain, I saw you post something really cool, though, about going to Disneyland. That's awesome. I'm looking forward to hearing about that.
This is a delayed trip. When all this went down last March, Leanne and myself had flown out to San Diego and met up with George Rossi. We were going to do the San Diego half.
I remember
Of course,
that,
this was March the 10th, and we were scheduled to be at Disneyland March 12th, 13th, 14th, whatever, that week, and they shut it down, and we took the red eye back. So those tickets were in my satchel. And you can imagine during this whole thing, they were just burning a hole. We were supposed to, that Saturday, we were supposed to meet George and Florence was going to meet us at Disneyland. So it's just been eating at me ever since. So when they said out of state, boom, I'm there.
That's awesome. Yeah, I remember you and George made like your own San Diego half. Like I loved following around. Like you kind of like posted your own mile markers on that race. That's one, that reminds me of the half that we did, the canceled half, you know, down in Florida at Walt Disney World. And that was just, that's better than any other San Diego half, what you and George did, I feel like.
We had a blast. We had a blast. And let's see, I'm going in 3 weeks, and then I got to Disneyland, and then I'm still booking, I'm still going marathon weekend, regardless of, I'm starting my doubt meter keeps going from 0 to 100 to 0 on whether they're going to have marathon weekend. But well, I'm sure there'll still be a group of us down there then.
Yeah, I, that's
then
the
we're hitting the cruise. And we, Then we're doing the cruise the week after that. We got a 7-night Easter with Florence and Mike Porter. So I'm stacked up. I'm ready.
You got a lot.
You're ready.
Oh man, marathon weekend. I know, I get this question so many times every week from people, from my guests, and I don't know. Like, the thing is, they're running Chicago, because I'm in Chicago. God help me if it's hot that day, because I hate running in heat. And I don't even like the Cubs at all. So Chicago's kind of, I mean, the city of Chicago's okay, I guess, other than the Cubs. I'm not, it just makes me want to puke. But I love Wrigley Field. But the thing is, like, if they can do Chicago, they said there's 33,000 runners in that race. And then New York City's doing theirs, too, in November. I mean, I just can't imagine that Disney, I think it's a do they want to do it? It's a desire thing at this point. Could they do it?
Right.
Yes. If they can do Chicago and New York, they can do marathon weekend, but I think right now it's what's the value proposition? Could we hold off maybe till the spring? You know, is it really worth it? The return, the ROI kind of thing. I don't know, but there's a lot of runners that are itching to get down there, because the thing is, you don't realize how much you love something until it's gone. And it's been gone too long at this point.
Plus the volunteers, you know, getting everybody assembled and it's the logistics. And plus, if they're selling out the parks, what's the incentive for them to do it, as you say?
Yeah, it's a tough
call. I'm going to switch gears on you.
Okay, go ahead.
The podcast about the old guidebooks was classic. I thoroughly enjoyed that. It took me down memory lane. When you were reading those things, it was just, yep. We started, you know, you and I, that's how kind of we got started. I did that, my journey to Disney. We went our first time in 1989, and my wife's aunt was in the hospital at the time. And we happened to speak to her first cousin as we were, you know, planning our trip. We were a few weeks out. She said, "You must go get the unofficial guide to Walt Disney World." She said, this will change your life." I'm like, okay. She said, "Not the official guide." She said, "Go get the unofficial guide." So this is 1989. And that, the tips in there, and the, like you said, the insider information, you felt like an insider.
Right.
Especially back then. This is pre-internet, pre-everything. You knew things nobody knew.
Totally. Because like, it had the little like light bulb, like insider pro tip. And I'm thinking, oh, yeah. Everybody else, nobody's going to, not that there's 28,000 copies of this book out there. But, yeah, I'm the only one that knows this. I'm the insider. Totally. Good point.
Zigging while they were zagging. Yeah. Yeah. So, you can go back and get your old guidebooks and look at them. I gave mine away. What I would do every year, somebody I worked with or somebody I knew, if they were going to Disney World, I'd give them my old guidebook, an unofficial guide of that year. I'd say, here's your book. And I'd go buy a new one. So I always had the current one, but there's copies of Mike's old books hanging around the house all around South Carolina. And a bunch of those people are Disney fans now. So, yeah, it was a great show. Great show.
I'm glad you enjoyed it. Because we try to do stuff. I mean, obviously, we've published now 2005 episodes. If you count all the like April Fool's 0.5 shows, all the live shows used to not number, stuff like that. So we have to kind of stretch sometimes on Fridays to come up with topics. And us thinking, because the thing is, there's so much information at our fingertips right now. I mean, right now, Scott could pull up My Disney Experience on his phone, see what the wait time is in real time for Big Thunder Mountain. But when I started planning trips, and I started a little bit before Scott, but you were before me, Mike. And the thing was, there was no real time information. And the thing was, I was just excited to get, as real time really as I got when I started was that year's guidebook at the library, because I didn't really buy them. I would just check them out, and I would check out every Walt Disney World guidebook at our public library and just pore over them and write down notes. And, and I thought that was about as real time as you could get, because, if it was, 1998, 1999, like I had the 1999 guidebook, I had the latest information. And just think about it. We go on Twitter and things change 17 times a day. It is incredible. But I think I enjoyed planning more back then when everything was more of a mystery.
The spreadsheet was real.
It was.
That was a very valuable. Yes.
I had the 11 by 17 copy, four copies when I went in case I misplaced them. We would have our plan down to a T. My grandson, Pierce, who just graduated from college, he was 3 years old, and we'd be going through the park. He'd see a cat. I want to go see Pinocchio. I'm like, no, you can't. You know? But I think how different it is now. You know, we, like you said, we slowed down and taken so many trips. We do see in things that that we didn't see then, and we see people that are at the stage we were then. So it's, we've grown into this.
But I can see
Dude,
where
the guidebook saved us big time for our first trip. So yeah. we booked kind of blindly. Like I saw the advertisement, like, yo, we should do this. Emily's three. Let's go down there. I've never been on a flight. Let's go. Let's go to Florida. And you know, the rest is history kind of, but we did the deluxe dining plan. We're like, let's make this all inclusive as possible. And then we didn't make any, we did this like 60 days before the trip or whatever. It was over spring break. Yeah. No, it was over Mardi Gras. So lots of, you know, Louisiana
LSU
folks
fans,
down there.
LSU, the whole state everywhere. Yeah, exactly. Everybody's in, hey, LSU, yeah. Go Tigers.
So we had this deluxe dining plan, which is like three table service meals a day, basically. Oh, and someone like 2 days before was like, hey, you should read this guidebook, Walt Disney World for Kids or something. I'm like, all right, whatever. Like they rented it out at the library thinking of me. And like one of the tips was like, we highly recommend you make dining reservations. We're like, oh, we need reservations for these things? Right. And I tell you, that saved us because we were able to get a whole like bunch like a couple days before, thankfully, or else that would have been so miserable with the deluxe dining and no table reservations. Oh my gosh.
But back then you could still get into a lot of table service restaurants without reservations. I mean, things have changed. Yeah. Like, I mean, I here I am. I'm the worst planner for my own trips, right? Because I do this every day for a boss. I didn't make my ADRs at 60 days. I should have. I wasn't paying attention. I was like 55 days out. And man, all I want is sci-fi. I'm just in the mood to go to sci-fi. You cannot get an in-theme park table service restaurant this summer. I mean, you're lucky. I mean, like I got a 3 o'clock San Angel Inn, took it. You can get Beer Garden. I mean, there's a few restaurants that you can get in a park, but that's about it. You're looking at resorts otherwise or Disney Springs at this point. It's crazy nowadays.
Well, if you pull up the Disney website, be sure to make your reservation. I mean, you have to, you know.
Oh my God, that's not me. Whatever. That's for everybody else.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, hey.
So, Captain, what are you going to stay, though, like in 18 days? I'm assuming Beach Club, because if I know you well enough. But is that what you're saying?
Actually, this was deep. While the whole lockdown was going on, I got on my DVC points and got Grand Floridian Villas for two nights and Contemporary for four nights.
Ooh, well, awesome.
You can't usually get during regular times. See when they're zagging, right? Nobody's booking. Okay, I'll take it. So
that's great.
This is, yeah, yeah. I'm missing my beach club. I'm missing my beach. We were scheduled there last summer and Storm Along Bay was closed and everything, so we failed and went over to Boulder Ridge, but gotta get back there.
We'll just be missing you because we're 30 days, so we're going to be going down right after you guys.
It's that time of year, isn't it?
It is.
That time of year.
It is. What?
I want to give one lizard shout out.
Okay, go ahead.
I know there's other people. We had our lizard fun run yesterday for Give Kids the World. I don't know a total how much we raised, but once again, shout out to Mandy for organizing this thing and seeing all the lizards running and posting their runs. It was another great day for the lizards. Another proud moment. And I don't know if you guys saw the story last week. I won't give names because it's kind of in the group. One of our lizard members was having some surgery.
Yep.
She went in the hospital, and it was, I mean, they put her under. It was pretty major surgery. And she said she woke up and it was like a dream that a lady was holding her hand. And she said she was dreaming that a lizard was holding her hand and taking care of her and stroking her and say, I'm a lizard. I'm here to take care of you. And, you know, she went through her recovery and everything. And come to find out, another one of our teammates had come in on the off day she saw where she was going to have surgery. So it was a lizard came in to take care of post-op.
That was awesome.
Another one of those
And that individual walked a mile yesterday for part of the Lizard Fun Run, which I thought was incredible too.
Yeah, there's still a lot going on. So
yeah,
anybody wants to join in, it's a lot of inspiration there. It goes beyond the running.
So much. I mean, yeah, because the friendships are real, the support is real, and it goes beyond running. It's just helping each other become a, you know, just get through life. I mean, we all helped each other get through 2020 so much last year, and it continues now. But yeah, right, because I read that story that morning, and then about 3 hours later, my wife comes running in, and like, you got to read this story on the Lizards group. I'm like, I just read. So, but then I said, here's what I told my wife. I was like, oh, man, I had surgery too, like, you know, like a month ago, and what if I'd have woke up and Mike Bankhead would have been holding my hand in the recovery room? Like, I got
me and,
I
me
told
and Mike are like standing over your bed.
Definitely listen,
Mike.
I was like, yeah,
okay, guys,
Mike?
Like I said, I'll let you move along.
All right. Hey, you tell everybody we said hello and you stay safe and get better, buddy.
We'll see y'all soon.
Okay, see you soon. Bye bye.
See you soon.
That was an incredible story. I mean, what are the chances? Yeah. That's what I just kept saying. It's unreal.
It was pretty awesome. Oh, dude, the Lizards are like, the number of Lizards, man, is just unreal. You know, well over 2,000. We'll be talking about the 3,000 number here before you know it.
That is crazy. And everybody is just dedicated to the team, which is what matters. It is unbelievable. And more importantly, dedicated to others. We help Give Kids World Out a lot, which is, I love it. Okay, we have our next call on the line. Who's joining us?
Hi there, Jennifer Keenan from the Panhandle. How are you today?
Hey, good. The Panhandle of Florida, I'm assuming.
Absolutely.
Texas, or I guess Oklahoma's got a little bit of a handle there. I don't know. I'm trying to think of my geography. But yeah, Florida's probably the best panhandle of them all.
Definitely not Michigan.
No, you guys just have a mitten. So what's going on down there? What you got going on?
Well, I had a high school senior graduate this weekend.
Nice.
And we're taking down his friends for a graduation trip. And our daughter graduated 2020 last year, and she's bringing her friends as well. So we are going to homecoming for dinner. Are you ready for this? 9 p.m. Friday night, and then starting off our Disney trip.
Okay. I'm laughing because I don't know how you're going to sleep on Friday night for multiple reasons. Because A, homecoming, I can't control myself because it is so good that I overeat. I mean, it's Southern food, right? I mean, I don't think you can actually eat Southern food without overeating. So you're going to be like, you know, unless you have good self-control, you're going to be in pain when you walk out of there at 11 o'clock at night. And then you're getting ready to start off the trip the next morning. You can never sleep before that. You're going to be amped up come the next day.
Oh, we're ready for it. We'll have our sweet tea and everything.
So tell me about this trip, because you're bringing all these, you know, young adults that have just graduated. And more importantly, you're bringing their friends, which we're doing this with Mallory. We're bringing one of her friends this summer now that Paige isn't coming, since she bailed on us. So how do you, give us some tips for that. How are you getting that all facilitated with bringing kids' friends with you?
So it just costs money is what we're figuring out. And we're doing whatever it takes to make them happy.
Right.
They had a tough year. And so we are renting a 12-passenger transport van and just dragging them all there. They all get to bring one luggage and ride whatever they want, because they are, you know, adults, even though they're 17, 18, 19, they are going to run around and do their own thing. We'll probably have them for a few meals and in the morning, and then they're going to be released to do whatever they want.
So I hope you like blog this or videotape this whole adventure from the time you guys get in the van till the time, you know, like just the actual road trip. I mean, this is like a little church van kind of thing. Like, that's what I'm picturing, because we got hauled around like,
yes,
you know, church vans like that my whole life when I was a kid.
They're super embarrassed, and that's the best way to start the trip is to embarrass them.
So, like, what
we're
are they?
We're staying at the Riviera.
Oh, you're doing
yes.
it right. You are spoiling the kids. Holy cow.
We got a 2-bedroom, and every single spot we're sticking somebody in it. So it says it sleeps 9, and we're going to put 9 in there somehow.
You're gonna make them prove it. Okay, tip. Have you ever stayed at the Riviera before?
No. Super excited.
Scott, tips?
Yeah, just soak up the atmosphere. Like, I love the atmosphere of the Riviera, and those 2 bedrooms are gorgeous. Oh my gosh. So I don't know if you have a preferred room or not, but like, if you do, like, you might have like a pool view, or like, even better to me, a Skyliner view. So just I know it's going to be all about the theme parks and the dining, but try to soak up that resort time as much as you can, too, because it's a beautiful place to be.
Absolutely. And we saved a few pennies by not doing preferred, but I did look and take your advice to do a high-level room, so we might get to see the back of Epcot, it looks like, from the top floor. So we're going to try that.
Awesome. Yeah, I love the high-level rooms. That's great. You're going to have such – oh, man. Is there room for me? Can I join, too?
Like, no, they already have nine.
It's limited at nine. Exactly.
All right.
So we're going to try and get Rise of the Resistance, and you know the drill with that. I hope we get it. We have 2 days earmarked, so if we don't get it one day, we can hopefully get it for them the next.
That's a good plan. I
never tried to get one for nine people, though, so we'd love to hear you call back and see how that goes.
Right, you're just giving her more nightmares tonight. Thank you.
Right.
What are you doing?
And we have one login for My Disney Experience. We're just doing one login and hoping we can make it work, so I'll let you know.
So now, did the kids kind of do their own theme park reservations? Are you guys all together for the whole time you're there? Because, you know, the thing is, like, I've looked at, When Paige used to come down with me and Pam's daughter, Hannah, even when they were like 13 and 14, they were wise to the world as far as Walt Disney World. Like, they knew how to get around. They knew how to take care of everything. And so when they were, by the time they were like 15, I was comfortable with them, you know, handling things because they've been there so many times. What about your kids? Like, you, well, I mean, young adults, because now they're adults, but, you know, are they taking charge and planning stuff, or are you still kind of taking the lead?
They are definitely going to be their own tour guides for their own groups. They've been enough. And the best part is the ones that haven't been or haven't been in a decade. I mean, just they're going to see it through all new eyes. One of them only been to Magic Kingdom. So there's so much more to show them, obviously. So that'll be fun to watch their faces.
So what are they looking forward to the most? Like when you're around your kids, like there's got to be something that they're talking up.
I mean, they're excited about any roller coaster, whether it's Slinky Dog or actually Everest is probably one of the favorites in Rock and Roller Coaster. I think just Avatar Land will be, that whole area, Pandora, will be great for them to see, but really probably Star Wars, you know, that area. So,
It's going to be so much fun. And you know what it is? We brought Paige's best friend. This was back when they were seven. Paige is now 24 and works for Mizzou basketball. So she's starting her second graduate program, so she doesn't have to become an adult. We just keep, if she's listening, I'm telling you right now, Paige, we know your plan. You're staying as a GA because you don't want to be an adult and get a job. Not that I blame you, but eventually you got to get a real job. No, just kidding. She's working for Mizzou again. But, you know, when they were seven, we took her best friend, and it was super cool to see, you know, friends getting, when you get to go to Walt Disney World with a friend, I mean, I'll be honest, Scott's probably my best friend in the world. And like, we hang out at Walt Disney World all the time, and it really wouldn't be as fun because we, you know, we get into not bad trouble, but I mean,
we get into a little trouble.
I'm not going to order, you know, a tequila flight unless he's like, dude, are we ordering a tequila flight? I'm like, I guess we are, you know, like I'm not doing that if it's just my family, you know, I'm just going to get a diet, you know, a Coke Zero. So it is fun when you're with friends because you get to make those memories together and your kids are, oh my gosh, you're going to talk about this 10, 20 years down the line.
We will. So I have to share my weirdest thing.
Yes.
That's the trend tonight. Or wildest thing. So my friends that are down there that we catch up with have figured out that I would normally just get given fast passes because weird stuff just happens to us. So one day we're at Saratoga getting ready to go to the parks, and you know how the buses, you know, line up and you can see them. And if your bus is there, you really want to run from wherever you are to catch it. So we are crossing the parking lot, and my children, both of them, ran through a swamp ditch where the grass was as high as the grass. It just dipped down and there was water. So they fell right in it, mud all the way up to their faces. And they stood up and still went to go get the bus. And they're like, can we still get there in time for our fast pass? And we're like, no, we got to go back to the room and start all over again and get the mud off of us. And of course we were granted, which was wonderful, you know, three magical fast passes to anything that day. So my other friends are now on to us and saying, what can we do to get fast passes? And we don't do this on purpose to cover yourself up with mud, but it does make for a good story.
That's what I was going to ask. Where exactly is that ditch? Because Scott is staying at Saratoga Springs and he wants to run through the ditch so he can get some fast passes.
No, if it rains, it's the best way, except we don't have fast passes now. But that was the sweet thing. But I mean, you're only being witnessed by everyone else on the bus at the same time. But it is the bus stop that overlooks Disney Springs. Yes. Over on the side. Yep. So if we just happen to be there and crossing the street right through the muddy ditch. So.
I'm sure you all think about this too. By the way, that was a fabulous story, Jennifer.
Yes,
but like,
yes,
I think of often about like how many like things that have like me and Mike done that another family saw, and like that's like something they always talk about like over like dinner on Sunday night. Remember that one time we saw those two guys,
sure.
People fall in Saratoga.
Yeah, more on the cruise ships, but yes, I'm sure that
more on the cruise ships. I always think about like what photos am I in, like that are hanging on someone's wall, like I'm in the background, like yelling at Emily or something.
Yeah.
Right.
I wish we knew.
You know what? I would just call that. I would call
that.
You know what? Yeah. I would just call that aggressive bus pursuit. I mean, really? I mean, to spin it in a positive, it was aggressive bus pursuit. That's, you got to get there. We've all been there, right? Because the thing is, you see, I mean, every one of us has been there. Like, oh my gosh, there will never be another Magic Kingdom bus from Pop Century today. Dig, you know, because I used to coach. Dig, it doesn't hurt. I got a cramp, Dad. No, power through it. We can make
always,
it.
And always send the kids. Always send the kids.
Yes, yes. These same children. At one point, I was having them run. It's always about the buses, and they had gotten a little further away. This is when they were younger. They got a little further ahead of me, and I told them to stop. And my daughter stopped, and my son ran right over the top of her, just creamed her, and he ran right across. So these buses cause us a lot of trouble.
They do. I mean, let's think about it. That's like the beginning of your day, for the most part. Usually, when you're catching the bus, and you're always thinking, why are there three Epcot buses when I just want to go to the Magic Kingdom? And then the day you're going to Epcot, there's never a bus to be found.
Yeah.
And you know, it's not like that. It's just all perception. But yeah, I totally get it. That's, I appreciate that story though, because that is, I'm glad it's not just my family. That makes me feel better.
I love it.
Yeah.
It's therapy for me. Well, hey, you guys have an awesome time and safe travels down there. And give us a holler and let us know how it goes when you guys get back.
Absolutely. And shout out to class of 2020 and 2021 for anybody else going.
Absolutely. The class that persevered and made it through times that a lot of us couldn't have made it through. So shout out to those classes.
Sure. Thank you guys so much for having this podcast. Have
all
a great night.
Thanks for taking the time to listen. I sure appreciate it. Okay. Bye-bye. And that's
Come this week, I'm going to have a high schooler living in this house.
That's right. That's right. You're ahead of Mallory.
Yeah.
A high school. I can't believe Emily's in high school.
When she said class of 2021 and 20, I was like, Emily is 25. Oh my God, that's going to be coming up.
I didn't even think about that. You are going to have a high school. Dude, you're catching up to me.
Yeah. But like, how many times have you sent like Mallory or Paige, like when you're leaving Magic Kingdom, like, I can't tell if that's a Coronado or Pop. Like, how about you just run up there and stop it?
I've totally done that many, especially like in the afternoon, right?
Yeah.
I know they're not going to play with you like at park closing, but like if it's like, say you're leaving the Magic Kingdom at like 2 o'clock in the afternoon,
because
they do kind of hang out, you know, they don't bust out.
And you don't know, maybe they've already been sitting there 5 minutes and like, you don't want them to go because the next one's not coming for like another 25 minutes.
Oh, I used to do that to Paige all the time because she was a soccer player, right? I mean, the thing was I coached her and stuff. So I was like, Paige, I can't tell if it's Pop Century Art of Animation. Run up there and just tell that bus driver your parents are right behind you. We're not. But tell them, because they're not going to leave with just a kid in the door.
Exactly. Yeah, just keep 1 foot in, 1 foot out.
Oh, my gosh. I totally. Those were the days. Yeah, Mallory would just be like, oh, no. No, I don't run.
Emily would run for us. Mallory, probably not anymore, but
Mallory just she'd be too worried about being embarrassed. I think that's her thing. Like, oh, she's too cool.
Well, Emily's thing is now, like, she always has like a book with her, you know. She's like, oh, I don't care, I'll just sit down in the, I'll try to find a shady area around the bus station and just read.
Right, totally. She would be totally fine with that. You're right, she'd read seven chapters while we wait, you know, 90 minutes for the next bus.
And I'm like, I just want to get in that pool.
Exactly. Like, oh man, it's burning pool time. Yeah, totally. All right. We can take one more call, 407-413-9395, 407-413-9395. Phone lines are open if you want to jump in here before we get out of here. But, yeah, really looking forward to going down to Walt Disney World. Everybody's looking forward to their summer trips. Again, I'm doing Pop Century Yacht and then Caribbean Beach. So excited. I can't wait. That's I did the Disney math thing. I added on the Pop Century night because, you know, it's like you don't want to get there at 1 o'clock in the afternoon on your arrival day, right? You blow half that day. So I'm like, we got to just get there the day before. So we're ready to go, right? I didn't need to do that, but
Mallory. You and me both, because I took like some savings from like a discounted room and just added an extra day, basically.
Yeah, totally.
It was money already spent. Why not add another day on, right?
I mean, that's what you do. And also, we're flying Frontier. never flown Frontier before. So we'll see. Yeah. There's no Wi-Fi on their planes, which kind of, here's the thing. Yeah. You know, I know it's weird with me because when I used to not fly, now I love flying. It's my favorite thing in the world to do. Really, I love flying, but like it matters, but I always buy the $8 Wi-Fi on Southwest and I have my FlightAware app going like until we get maybe 20-30 minutes into the flight till we level off. Cause I need to know, like, it's going to matter if anything's going to go wrong, that I need to know we're still getting going faster and we're still getting higher. Like, I need to know the telemetry. So I'm not going to have any telemetry on this Frontier flight. So I'm going to be flying blind. Not that it matters, the dude sitting in 8 seats.
I'll be watching for you, but
you know, I can't get a hold of you, so it doesn't matter. So we'll see how it goes.
So I just thought of something, though. Can I give a shout out? So I met Michael from St. Louis, which you're Michael from St. Louis as well. But remember at the Disney meet a couple of years ago, like he won like the grand prize.
Right. Luchterman. Yeah.
Yeah. So we're sitting on a boat, from the Magic Kingdom to like Wilderness Lodge. And like, I'm just talking to Elizabeth, her and I were like disagreeing on something. So we were like kind of shouting a little bit cause we had our masks on, you know, and it was like loud back. We were outside. It was loud. We were like arguing, but we were just like disagreeing and we couldn't understand each other. And then he just like kind of comes over and is like, Scott, did you get any good Palm Street photos today? And I'm like, oh my gosh, did he say that? Cause it was like getting awkward with the arguing, but no, that's not why. But him and his family are super sweet, super nice. Had a great time chatting with them on the boat over the Wilderness and the walk back. So they're going to be down there for some overlapping dates, as you and I will have at some point in the future. So looking forward to connecting with him again. So super, super cool moment.
Yep. Run races with him here in St. Louis. He's a dentist here in St. Louis. Just a really cool guy. Great family. And
super sweet family. Yep.
That was funny because the other night we were out to eat and we took Mallory's friend with us to the pizza place. And this, you know, of course, she's never been to the parks. Like she's gone down for cheerleading, but they, like when we went down in May for cheer, she didn't go to any of the parks. She just cheered and went home. I'm like, what? Like who does that? Dude, the cheerleading was like seventh on the list. Right. I mean, it was number one. But the thing is, of course, you know, like we're showing, I was sending you those videos, right? Because I was going through my photos, like, you know, this is our pool. This is what's called Storm Along Bay. And then, of course, I saw us like doing the, you know, the pool.
The nesty plunge.
Yeah, exactly. You know, all that stuff. So it was one of those things where, you know, we were feeding her the information, right? We didn't want to overload her. But of course, as soon as you get into it, you get excited. We're overloading her. It's super excited, but I just can't wait. You know, it's going to be so much fun. It's getting, Pam's out of school now. Mallory's still in school, which is crazy. She goes till Tuesday. Now I know Emily's probably still going.
Emily's full week. So
all those snow days are catching up to us here. They had a ton this year, which is weird because we had in-person school all year. A lot of people didn't, so we have a lot though. But anyway, it's going to be a fun summer. Looking forward to it. Looking forward to playing some golf, having some good meals,
maybe some mini golf too. Like I would like to get on some mini golf.
Because I'll have some free tickets if we go before four. Because I booked one of mine's a package.
When it's like 110 degrees outside. Yeah,
exactly. It's like survival. See if we can make it. Anyway, we are going to get out of here. And now I got to say this super quietly. So everybody lean in. Next Sunday, there will be no live call-in show. But I don't know who's listening upstairs, so I just got to leave it at that.
I think I know why, though. Yeah.
There will not be a show next Sunday night. But I don't want to give away the surprise right now because nobody knows but me and one other person. But that's it. So, have fun next Sunday night. And we'll get together in 2 Sundays, I promise you. But follow my Instagram. It'll be cool.
See us on Father's Day. A couple fathers talking.
Oh, yeah. I forgot about Father's Day. I'm more worried about it. The more crucial thing coming up before Father's Day. There's always something on the horizon. Anyway, I hope nobody's watching upstairs. I doubt they are. She never watches. Anyway, so we're going to get out of here. We'll have a great podcast tomorrow on Monday. Sat down with listener Lauren from down in Dallas talking about her stay at Yacht Club back in November. I mean, they ate well. It was an adults-only trip. They ate well. I think they ate at California Grill 2 or 3 times.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
Oh my God, yeah, that's the, I think I talked about you. Yeah, I mean, they went to the lounges. They did all four parks. It was kind of fun to get the adult perspective, moving at a slower pace, just having fun in November. So hope you enjoy that show tomorrow on the feed. Of course, Wednesday will be listener questions. Friday, who knows? But Pam and Ricky will be here. We'll be having some fun with that. And you know, the show continues on and on and on. And we appreciate you guys taking the time to listen. Don't forget, today's show always brought to you by the Magic for Less Travel. Just check them out over at themagicforless.com. When it comes time for your next trip, just fill out the quote form. Mention the BOGP on that Where'd You Hear About Us. It'll come to me, and we'll get you squared away. Again, themagicforless.com. Use our Amazon affiliate link when you go out and buy those pegs for your Jeep so your foot can hang out the side and look cool and embarrass your wife or whatever other stuff you want.
Or golf balls.
Or golf balls. That's right. I'm buying a lot of golf balls because when they ask you at the pro shops at Disney, like, you want the cheap balls or the expensive ones? When they give you the cheap balls at Disney, they're more expensive than the expensive balls back home, man. They're like, I'm like, what?
For I'll tell you, Mickey premium. My Mickey on your golf ball.
For somebody that puts them in the water as often as I do, or hits like, you know, villas and stuff, and I'm not going after them because I don't know if they hit a villa, hit a, you know, grandma having her coffee. I don't even want to mess with it. So I just, yeah, I need a bunch. So whatever you buy, Amazon.com/BeOurGuestPodcast. Thank you for that. And again, thank you to our patrons. You guys are awesome. Jump on the Discord. Have some fun conversations over there. Hope you guys always enjoy Mike in the Midwest. This Thursday should be an interesting show. I'm just going to say that. For what I have planned for that, it's just a little inside baseball for stuff around here. And, of course, you guys help everybody listen to the show all around the world. It's so appreciated. So, again, if you want to get on Patreon, just visit patreon.com/BeOurGuestPodcast. Give Scott a follow on Instagram and Twitter at @EpScott, EpScott, and at Palm Trees of Disney. I'm at @BeOurGuestMike on Instagram and Twitter. And, of course, BeOurGuestPod is kind of the global accounts for all the stuff we do. Ricky runs that one. So if somebody doesn't get back to you on Be Our Guest Pod, that's Ricky. That's not me. So I'm just saying, just shoot her one at Ricky Nibs. But that's about it. Of course, Facebook and YouTube, you can subscribe there and we'll meet together in a couple of weeks here on a Sunday night. So until we get together again, I hope everybody's having a great Thursday on the feed, a great Sunday night live here in the chat. Stay safe, stay healthy, and we'll see you real soon.
You've been listening to the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. If you have questions, comments, or would like to be a guest on the show, please visit our website at BeOurGuestPodcast.com. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you real soon.